N4HKX and 4ZLK Mobile.
ZKA4JCH.
JCA and 4ZLK. Good evening, Sally. How are you today?
I'm actually tired now. I've been with cleaning the house, so I'm kind of tired. How about you?
I'm working an extra shift tonight. I'm going to run up to Greensboro. I'm just leaving here, headed to Spartanburg to pick up a load and take it from there to Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm hoping I'm not tired. I feel fine right now, so I'm just trying to help out a little bit during this Christmas rush.
Both of you?
I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart. They're not even paying me for this, and you know that's a joke, by the way.
I'm like, wait a minute, it's Sunday. I thought I had my days mixed up.
I don't do this all the time, but it's good money and there's extra work to be had, so might as well, right?
Yep, I don't blame you on that one. If they would tell me to do that, but they don't, because I get it all done beforehand, so I think maybe I need to slow down.
There is always extra stuff to do, so I don't have to do it. They call and ask me if I want to, and if I don't, they'll pass it down to somebody else, but it's a good chance to earn a little extra money. Well, I hope you can get some rest tonight before you have to make the big commute into work in the morning.
That's a long commute, and I think it's supposed to be cold. I don't like the cold.
Black ice in the hallway.
Dad, see, now I'm going to be worried about the black eyes going down. I can slide all the way to the living room.
I'll be thinking of you both while I wake up at about 9:30 or 10. KG4LSL.
4JCA. You're kind of funny there.
What's your name?
Apple. I have been known to do that, but yeah, that was funny, mister.
I'm out there, too. Sorry about that. I said it's been so long, I can't even remember your name. I think it's Jimmy. Is that right?
That is correct.
I'm in a low spot, but good to hear you tonight. I hope you're well. I hope you had a good holiday.
It was good. I'm doing okay. The cold weather, as you know, wreaks havoc on my back, and I've had a little hitch in my getting up here the past couple of days. But other than that, everything is good. We went to Fayetteville, North Carolina for Thanksgiving, and we're hanging around the house for Christmas.
Well, that's a good thing. I have to hang around here, too. But I guess, do you know Richard and Sally? Sally's the one, KA4JCA, and her husband Richard, KA3JCA. Go ahead, Sally.
There, Kate. I was joking with her. She goes, who is that? And I was going to give her your call sign, and when I started to say ZLK, she thought your first name was Zed. I said, no, it's Shane. But you heard this song about who let the dogs out. Well, she went to let the dogs in. Called three of our puppies have been outside, and we fed them and let them go out, run the yard for a little bit, give them some exercise.
She can call me whatever she wants to. It's fine. I'll answer. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Put my dogs in here in just a minute, too. We let them out after church to run around and enjoy the sun. But it's starting to get cold out there. We might actually have a winter this year.
Though, Jimmy, because if you look at the weather, it's supposed to get, I think, in the 70s this coming weekend.
About that. Go ahead, Jane.
With my wife saying it's going to be a hard winter this year because all the signs are pointing that way, and she keeps looking at me walking out, you know, when it's 70 degrees and it's like, oh yeah, it's going to be a hard winter. And then I'll say, well, you know, in like a lamb, out like a lion. I'm going to try that one now.
Yeah, well, it is South Carolina, and South Carolina weather is a slight bit more predictable than Georgia weather, but that just means you got to wait 10 minutes before it changes.
Okay. Weather.
In Delaware, we only had one time where I was there out of the 20 years that we got more than 2 foot in a week's time. Okay, A3JCA.
Okay. Jimmy, let's see. Goodness, it's been a while. Trying to think of when last time I talked to you, but you been off the radio, or I've just been missing you?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I've been doing a lot of, I guess they would call sandbagging on the radio. Been doing some computer work. I've got to take a couple of webinars to keep my pesticide license up in Georgia. So I've got to do that. And, you know, just been doing that. Been kind of busy on HF. And I just downloaded the JTDX for FT8 on HF. So I'm kind of giving that program a whirl. Been playing with the Field Hell mode that they've got on there, which is pretty interesting. It's almost like a ticker tape that goes across the screen.
Realize that, but I don't have any FT8 experience. Haven't gotten into that yet. I think my little A57 will do that. Will do FT8, but I know my Yaesu 757 will not. It doesn't have any digital modes on it.
A57 should. I'm running an FT450D, and it doesn't. Now I have to have the signal link, or I've got the actual Yaesu SCU-17. But yeah, you've got to have the interface, but the 857 should do it very well, and it's pretty interesting. I do enjoy a lot of single sideband, but I got kind of into the digital modes when the sun cycle was crap and the bands were junk. So, you know, I was like, well, I've got this brand new radio. I've got to do something with it. So I kind of jumped in on the digital modes. And it's a really good way to keep in contact with. I've got some friends up in Yoder, Kansas, that live in an RV, so they only have hamstick antennas. So it's a good way for us to be able to communicate because it's a very weak signal.
I'm trying to concentrate on learning the CW enough to be able to get on there and carry on the conversation or make contacts. I learned it a long time ago in order to get my tech license, or was it the novice at the time? You had to do the 5 words a minute. But I'm learning it now at about 15 words a minute character speed, or word speed, and 20 character speed. It seems to work better to learn it that way at a lot faster speed, because you're not thinking about the individual dots and dashes that way. You're hearing it as a whole. So I'm two-thirds or three-quarters of the way through the alphabet learning it that way, and actually made my first little CW contact the other day. So it was a real quick, short exchange, but it still worked. So I'm getting there.
Yeah, the Farnsworth method, they did that when I got my general. I had to learn it for general and didn't use it anymore. But I have started listening. One of the programs that I use, I think it's FL Digi, has the CW mode in it. So you can kind of just sit back and listen to QSOs and watch them as they decode, and that's really helping me starting to get the characters again. I kind of learned it in a crash course 2 week time, and I passed it with you were supposed to get 25 characters and I got 26. So yeah.
Old joke, you know what they call the med school student who graduates with a C minus? Doctor.
Yep. As long as it works, it works. Yeah, I kind of like that. But, you know, other than, you know, Lake Hartwell being down, way, way down, my parents' pontoon boat, their brand new pontoon boat, ended up on dry land. And it's down probably 6 feet. It's kind of sad. But that's about the only thing that's going on around here.
I wanted to ask you, what part of Georgia did you come from again? I think you told me one time, but it's been a while.
A little town called Lithia Springs. If you've ever been to Six Flags, you've been to Lithia Springs. And my parents moved from Temple, Georgia, which is just east of Carrollton. and around Villa Rica in that area. Grew up in Lawrenceville back when Highway 124 was still a two-lane highway going all the way through Snellville to Lawrenceville. So kind of been all over the state, really, and we moved up here in March, and I absolutely love this place.
Yeah, I've been to Six Flags as a kid, but let's see, back in beginning of October, I changed routes. I went from a running around the daytime, I'm running a night run down to Atlanta four nights a week, and I go to Pleasantdale Road there at exit 96 right before Spaghetti Junction, and then I actually take a bypass Carrollton, Georgia load from there over to our Smart Hub, which is at 285 and 20 on the west side. If you take 285 all the way to 20 and then get on 20, it's the very next exit. And I know that's real close to Six Flags there. So I'm trying to think. There's an airport right there, and I'm trying to remember the it's Fulton County Airport's right there. We're right next to it.
Okay, I'm very familiar with that. When I was driving to Norcross from Lithia Springs, a lot of times I'd have to go that way to get through the I-20 285 mess. There are some good repeaters there. Back when I first got my license, there was the Cartersville 147015 machine that was just phenomenal, and you could pick it up in South Carolina around the Seneca area, and you could also pick it up all over North Georgia. The 880 machine out of Kennesaw used to be decent. I'm not sure if they are now. I may try and play around with the radios tomorrow a little bit and see what I can work from the old machines. But yeah, I'm very familiar with that that whole area, and my condolences and prayers go to you.
Appreciate that, but at nighttime it's not too bad. But I found the Gainesville repeater 14667. I could carry that all the way from Georgia line all the way down to Atlanta. And then, I can't get it on 285. I can hear it breaking the squelch as I'm going around 285 loop. But there's several others. There's not much activity on anything else that I've found yet. But the Gainesville repeater, there's usually somebody on. I've met a few people on there going up and down the road now.
I tell you, if you listen to the radio, the VHF in Atlanta now, you would not believe that VHF was more popular than CB at that point in time. On the 015 Cartersville machine, we would have at any given time 15 or 20 people carrying on a round table, and that went on from 6 a.m. all the way till 10 p.m. at night. And we were averaging probably around 150 check-ins on our weekly net up there. And then when I moved to South Georgia, I lost contact with everything in North Georgia VHF, and I came back, and it was dead. I was heartbroken.
That LK. I'm going to have to look the Cartersville repeater up if it's still active. I know I don't have that one in. I programmed a few of them in there, but I don't have that one. You said we can get that one all the way down 85 in North Georgia there?
We used to be able to. Let me, I'm going to do some research, Heaven, or research here on it. And see if it's still... if it's still active and what's going on with it.
You guys that are up all night there on the Gainesville repeater, in fact, they've even got a kind of a joke net time, they call it LARC after midnight. I think it's, what is it, Lanier Area Radio Club or something, or Lanier Amateur Radio Club, and they kind of make that jokingly announcement through the midnight hours.
Yeah, I used to talk to a lot of folks out of Gainesville, and I'm sure they're probably either not around anymore or have just moved off of the radio. It's, a lot of my friends that I knew back before I moved to South Georgia, a lot of them have already passed away, so really unfortunate. And it is what it is. It's well, that's life. Okay, I'm looking at the repeater here, and it's now the KK4YLX repeater in Cartersville. And I'm not sure. It says it's an open repeater, but for the life of me, I haven't heard anybody talk on that computer, on that repeater, since I came back from South Georgia.
147015
with a positive offset, and it's a PL tone of 100.
Check that out tomorrow night. I'm going the wrong way tonight. I'm headed up to Greensboro. Got to stop here in Spartanburg, another couple exits, and then I'll be on the way.
That's not too bad of a trip, I don't think, is it, to Greensboro?
Well, it's like 3 hours and 10 minutes from my Greenville building to the Greensboro hub, but I got to pull over here in Spartanburg. I'm bringing a set of empty trailers for them, and got to pick up a load from there. I don't know what they've got for me, and hopefully it's ready. I won't have to wait on it.
All right, that's a good route, especially for a tractor trailer. That's a dream route for a box truck guy. I did that years ago. 24-foot box truck all around Atlanta delivering plastic bags, and they wore me out.
25 will beat you to death, too.
And it's actually better than what it was when I was driving in it. But yeah, there was a few times I hit my head on the headliner.
Going to Greensboro now, is that 30 miles or so of construction in South Carolina going north? Well, it goes both ways, but just above Spartanburg, almost all the way to the North Carolina line.
Yep. Going to Fayetteville, and we ended up having to go back roads going to Fayetteville because there was an accident, and it had 85 blocked up completely. Yeah, and so we went back roads to miss that accident, which I'm glad we did. When we got back on 85, there was nobody on 85 coming from the south. And then coming back, there was another accident, and so we ended up taking back roads again, and it was beautiful countryside, but that was a pain.
Careful, those guys do it, they'll pull off, they know they can get over to 29 going up and bypass some of it. It's like at least once a week there's an accident up there that's blocking everything. But listen, Jimmy, I am about an exit away from where I need to pull off, so I'm going to let you go for now. But really good to hear you tonight. I'm glad you're back on the radio. Been wondering about you. And it took me a couple of times of hearing you to get your name, to remember your name. The first time when I first heard you, I couldn't remember. So maybe it'll be in there solid now. KG4, they'll see now, lost your call. Is it WLL N4ZLK?
N4ZLK, KG4, LSL. And the easy way to remember my name is I crack corn and absolutely nobody cares. Hi. Safe driving tonight, Shane. Be careful. Keep the rubber part down and the shiny part up. And we'll say 73, and I'll kind of be on the side listening for quite a while. I've got to get up. We won some wild card draws for playoffs in my billiard league, so we got to get up on the table and do some practicing for that coming up this week and what have you. But I'll be around. 73, sir. Talk to you later. KG4LSL, be clear and listen.
KG4LSL, N4ZLK. Good to talk to you.
Okay, monitoring.